It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Heading way back to 1962 in the world of music. Late, great Ray Charles starting a five-week run at number one on the singles chart with the ballad I Can't Stop Loving You. Also number one across the pond over in the UK. One of the early hits for Ray Charles back in 1962, I Can't Stop Loving You, number one on this day. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Jack Spencer is with us. He's Senior Research Fellow for Energy and Environmental Policy at the Center for Energy, Climate, and Environment at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Jack, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
Piece up at the Heritage website. The Energy Department's costly bid to regulate gas stoves out of existence. Jack, I was informed by reliable sources that this discussion about eliminating gas stoves was a right-wing fever dream that had no basis in reality. So what is happening here?
It's quite far from a right-wing fever dream. Over 100 cities across the United States have pursued or implemented some sort of prohibition on natural gas and propane stoves. So it's not a dream. If anything, it's a nightmare, but it's a reality. And a lot of folks on the left side of the political spectrum have been chomping at the bit for the federal government to step in and make this ban national. And the Department of Energy is attempting to do exactly that.
And not doing it through the explicit ban, as so many things happen in Washington, through regulations with efficiency standards that would apply to gas stoves. How would it change what people are accustomed to now?
Yeah, what Washington bureaucrats do is they rely on a 1975 statute called the Energy Policy and Conservation Act. And it's this act from which most of the so-called efficiency standards that cause us to pay more for our dishwashers and pretty much everything else, including now gas stoves, they use that to drive efficiency standards. And in this case, and in many cases, they make those standards so strict that they put whatever technology they have in their crosshairs out of business. And that's what they're doing with this one. It would cost hundreds of millions of dollars for manufacturers to change the gas stoves over a couple of years. It would cause increase in costs for consumers. And that's not even to mention the lack of utility that people have, all the things that they like about gas stoves will no longer be available if the Department of Energy is successful.
This is stripping away consumer choice and stripping away the opportunity to use items that actually function and work. People have the choice to use an electric range or a gas range, and gas tends to be fairly popular. You can do things with a gas range you can't do with an electric range.
That's right, and that's in direct violation of the statute I mentioned. In that statute, it requires that it not restrict consumer choice, that it not take away capabilities available to consumers. And so the bureaucrats and politicians and special interests cook up studies and cook up reports, and they put out hundreds of pages to justify their actions, which when you start looking at them, they become clearly bogus. So, yeah, you're exactly right. It strips away consumer choice. It strips away what folks want. And the sad part is people like electric stoves, too. Like, as you mentioned, we should be able to go out and purchase the sort of stove that we want. But they make up these so-called health risks, the rapid and global warming, all those sorts of things to make it sound as if they're helping us out. And then they tell us they're going to save us money as if we're too dumb to make the choice for ourselves of how we want to spend our money, and that we can't decide that we want to prioritize efficiency and energy savings. And if we want to save the $1.50 a year in energy costs that they say they're going to save us, well, we can do that on our own.
Jack Spencer with us from the Heritage Foundation, Senior Research Fellow for Energy and Environmental Policy. What is sort of the rosy, best case scenario for advocates of a policy like this in terms of the changes to greenhouse gas emissions, I guess, in some ways, or savings? What's their best argument?
Their argument is threefold. One, it's about saving energy and energy conservation. Two is about global warming. They say that burning natural gas releases carbon dioxide, and that causes global warming. And then three is a more direct health risk that they say the particulate matter that gas stoves release into homes and kitchens causes health concerns. Now, each of these, or none of these, make any sense. We've been using gas stoves successfully and healthfully for a long, long time. Studies are starting to emerge that specifically debunk those claims, especially ones like on childhood asthma, which there is no connection. The things like energy conservation, sure, we all want to conserve energy, but the fact of the matter is the United States is in an era of energy abundance.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to conserve energy is to have free energy markets so that energy scarcity is reflected in prices. And as prices go up, we know that we need to conserve more. We don't need government helping us with that dynamic. People operating in free markets have been able to do that for a long, long time. And the most bogus one of all, as if they're all not equally bogus, but if I was going to call one most bogus of all, I would say it's the global warming one. Even if one buys into the global warming hysterica, I personally don't, but we don't need to get into that debate right now unless you want to. Banning gas stoves would have zero impact on global warming. In fact, using the exact same models that the U.S. government and the United Nations use to predict, to the extent you can, which you can't, global warming, the United States could completely ban all conventional fuel use like coal, gas, and oil, and it would have
we're going to run out of time here, Jack. Heritage.